Chapter 3. The aliens' guns fly out of their hands and through the air, clattering onto the street halfway down the block. What the? Something is different. Something inside me has changed. The buzzing has changed. Now I can sense it coursing through my veins. I feel powerful. I feel electric. And for a second, I wonder if I was actually shot with one of those laser guns. But that can't be true. I feel too alive. What the hell is going on? I don't know how to even begin to answer that question. The alien douchebags look just as confused as I am, and really pissed off. The one with the tattoo sneers and lunges for me. I push my hand out in front of me, hoping to stop him. His body shoots through the air, crashing through the windshield of an abandoned taxi that's on fire, a few buildings away from us. I look at my hands, and then to the two remaining Mogadorians. They take a few steps back. They're afraid of me. In spite of everything that's happened, I can't help but smirk at this. "Who's laughing now?" I ask as I get to my feet.
"Guard,"
one of the aliens says. I don't know what he means, and I don't really care. I feel like a puppeteer, like everything has invisible strings I can push and pull. I raise my hand above my head, and the alien on my left is thrust into the air. He lets out a deep growl. I don't have any damn clue what's happening to me. All I know is that these monsters attacked my city. My neighborhood. My family. I narrow my eyes and bring my hand down. The floating Mogadorian slams into his friend. And then I take him up in the air and hammer him down again, over and over, until the two of them fall apart, bursting into little clouds of ash. My hands shake. I stare down at them in disbelief. But I don't have time to try to make sense of this. More Mogadorians spill onto the street a few blocks away, shooting into a crowd of people who run after them. The human